Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's call. This is the Masterpiece Live Conference Call Network, and tonight we're having a preview call for the retreat that we're having at the end of this month, which is Creating the New World Template, and this is actually, we're calling it 2.0, because the retreat we had last year started in on this, so we're calling this 2.0. And tonight we have both Sifu James and Franco Di Nicola on our call tonight, as they are the facilitators and speakers for the retreat. So, Franco, Sifu James, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, this is, I know Franco has not been able to do much this year, and everybody on the line is saying hello, and they're really happy and looking forward to hearing you speak. In terms of, specifically, tonight's call is for the New World Template. Now, I'm going to add in right now, for those of you that were not able to come last year when we did, when we started doing the process, that doesn't mean that you cannot come and attend this year. You absolutely can. The retreat is June 24, which is Friday evening, 24, 25, 26. It's Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday. You can attend live at the Hive in Durham Region, or you can also attend via livecast. So if you're not able to fly in, or drive in, then we've been able to, with the assistance of the Hive, open it up via webcasting. Livecasting, which is wonderful because it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can tune in. And also, there will be a replay available. So it's a wonderful opportunity to take part in the retreat. Now, I think first, and once again, the link to get more information and to register, all registration is handled by the Hive directly, and there are many options that you have there. You can choose to stay for the whole weekend. You can choose to stay one day. You can choose to stay at the Hive because they have facilities. You can choose to attend the event and bring your tent and camp on grounds, or you can choose to attend the events during the day and sleep elsewhere and then come back. So we're trying to make it as many options as possible so that it's flexible for you to join us. And, of course, once again, if you can't come in live, then absolutely join us live via live stream. So, Franco, my dear, and Sifu James, once again, so thank you for being on tonight's call. And, for those people that were not able to attend last year's event, why don't we describe what we mean by a new world template? And I'd like to kind of distinguish a little bit, because sometimes when we hear about New World, people think about it as kind of like New World Order, because that's kind of what's out in the languaging of things. But let's look at what we mean by New World Template and why it's needed right now.
So, James, did you want to go first?
No, I always follow you, Master.
This is where we play the song and dance.
This is what happens with the two of us, you know.
It's like Laurel and Hardy. Who goes first?
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun the whole weekend because, you know, I must say, and I've worked with many people before, the great thing with both Sifu James and Franco is they each have their unique, special gifts to contribute to humanity. And, they're both amazing people to know on stage and off stage, and that they're very humble, and they're great teachers. And, you know, what you see up on stage is what you get to know in real life, which means a lot these days because often somebody puts on a persona on a stage, and then when you get to know them, that's not the case. And with both Sifu James and Franco Di Nicola, they're real in that what they're doing is to assist humanity. Sifu James is more focused on the physical body and how do we allow healing to happen in the physicality. That's his quest, and also lately a lot of work on subconscious mind and releasing limiting beliefs. And Franco, being a united soul, his journey here is to assist with the move to oneness. So his focus is more on oneness and guiding us in that direction. So they each have their own special gift, and when they're together, they contribute effortlessly everything that they know, and they're a lot of fun to be with. So the whole weekend is always them, you know, back and forth, volleying with each other and really playing with it as well. So there we go. That was my commercial for the both of you, because I love you both.
Okay. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Well, we do complement each other, that's for sure, and we each have our own strengths. And so when we are working together, what we find is that each one of us takes us, facilitates the people that are attending and the people that are also attending even on live stream through a journey which each one of us will focus on different areas, provide different tools, and redirect our journey, basically, or assist you to direct your journey. Because actually, all we're doing is facilitating the higher aspect of yourself to be emerged, because this is something that's already happening, and what we do is just assist you to do it as effectively and as efficient as possible. Plus, we tend to work on that level where, you know, we've already established a certain level of it, so that we can, you know, share not only our own experiences, but at the same time, you know, share things that we've tried and worked with and have discovered or have also noticed. And because we also work kind of behind the scenes, we get to see how the operating system works and so forth. It's great to bring it and present it, because it allows us or the individuals that are attending or participating to ignite that within themselves, because everybody has that aspect of themselves already there. It's just that we've, you know, turned most of it off to have a very limited human experience, and now we are bringing that part into our present human experience, so that we're expanding it in that regard. The whole thing with this new world template, really what I see it as is that we are going through a transformation, and we are bringing a new operating system for ourselves, which combines the operating system of our original design, enhanced with the upgrades that we've experienced through all the different life streams that we've had, but also through the evolutionary process of not only humanity, planet Earth, but also our whole solar systems and all the planets involved, our universe, and, or let's say the galaxy first, and the universe. So everything has been upgrading. And in essence, all our brother, sister souls on all different levels that exist have been upgrading, and there's been a beautiful sharing back and forth. And even though a lot of this has been downloaded within ourselves and in our DNA and operating systems, we haven't really engaged to use much of it yet. So the whole purpose of this retreat is, first of all, what we call it is a retreat. You retreat from your day-to-day life, so that you now emerge yourself with other people that are on the same kind of journey, because, I mean, there's a majority of people that will be attending or choosing to attend will already be pretty well primed, and others are just ready to burst and go with it. But there's going to be people all over the world, too, that are, even though they're not attending, will be affected in one way or another. So being together, creating that beautiful energy, and then start to work with things so that we get the opportunity to create a shift within ourselves. Now, the new template, again, is making these changes take place within ourselves, so that we start operating differently. That means our viewpoint starts to shift even more. We start to incorporate other aspects of ourselves, not only being just a human physical form, but we bring the higher aspect of ourselves into play, so that mind, body, and soul are all functioning together. But what that does is actually helps us shift the human experience, because this is what we're having, is just a human experience. And everything that we've done thus far in our life stream is playing out this human experience. And everything that we are doing is always enhancing us one way or another, or creating forms of completion from various other journeys that we've had in other lifetimes and so forth, and so that we can enhance and be ready to really play at a different level altogether. So the whole concept, the whole idea of this retreat that was designed for specifically at this time, even though we had the last year we had a similar one, it was based on the energies of that time. It was based on the consciousness of that time on a collective scale, and also the individual players that came on to play with us, and also based on what people were ready on a larger scale. Now, of course, we call it 2.0 because it's the next level. It's the next level where we are ready to go on the next step. Energetically, a lot has changed from last year to this year. Experientially, everybody is upgraded in many, many ways. And I know some people might turn around and say, well, my life has fallen apart even more than before, which is actually part and parcel of the transformation, because a lot of times when you're rebuilding something or redesigning something, it requires to tear something down. And at times when we're letting go of old programs, belief systems, and so forth, and old operating systems, because we've had it for so long, it becomes somewhat painful or very difficult to let it go, but also it's almost that parting that we do becomes quite intense. So in essence, it may feel like our world is falling apart, but in actual fact, it is actually reconstructing to a point where it allows us to merge into this new aspect of ourselves, our new experience, our new template per se. Now, with that in mind, of course, anytime we have resistance or we struggle with things, is because we're trying to hold on, because at a mind level, we may feel that, oh my God, if I don't have everything the way it was, my world's going to fall apart. And that's just the belief system too. Eventually, what happens is we notice, as we let go more of letting it just flow, we notice that the changes become a lot easier, and the deconstructing and reconstructing takes place more on an effortless way without having. But just because we're struggling doesn't mean it's a bad thing, because in essence we learn from that too. However, it's not necessary for us to expand it and hold on to it for long periods of time. So the whole point of the retreat at this point is for us to activate that new template within ourselves. And what does that template look like? The template is basically a new, complete new operating system where we create a world where we are no longer feeling that separation or experiencing the separation or engaging in the same level of separation. We're allowing ourselves to not only reconnect with mind, body, and soul, but we start reconnecting with a lot of our brother, sister souls. We start reconnecting with the planet and so forth and on and on. But the choices that we make become a lot more fluid. It does not have rigidity anymore. It starts to create a world where we are no longer needing to suffer, no longer needing to struggle. We no longer need to create challenges in a sense where we have to have polarities to the extremes that we've had, where we have the positive, negatives, and you know, good and bad and so forth, where we had it before. So we had to have pain before we can have pleasure or anything of that nature, where we actually enjoy all aspects of it without having the massive polarities. We can just kind of move through it very gently and playfully. By creating this new template within ourselves, because everything starts within ourselves, we become a very powerful instrument to create a shift on the planet itself. Therefore, our systems and the way we interact with one another, all the different things that we had to struggle with before, become conducive, become supportive, rather than, you know, maintaining the same patterns that we've had up to this point in time. So the whole purpose at this point to go to the next level is for us to go to the next level of frequency and the next level of state of consciousness that will even enhance us to continue to move forward into a fifth-dimensional consciousness, if you want to understand that, because a fifth-dimensional consciousness is a consciousness of oneness, a consciousness of realizing that we are all here to play together. And we have a stronger realization that we are here to play, and we're not here to struggle. And in that play, the dance becomes a lot more expansive. And within that play, you find that you are capable to do much more than ever before, or you don't have as many of the limits and barriers. So that's kind of just giving a little touch of it. And I will go into the details of what we're going to play with along the way, but I feel that now it's time for James to throw his expertise into the beautiful dance of this coming retreat.
Oh, my turn? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how to follow what the great thing you said so far.
Well, Steve, why don't we start with, I know you've, for the retreat, we talked about connecting at a higher level where you can access an energetic template that allows you to retune and recalibrate your body to give, you know, functions to your cells, and working a lot more with chakra wheels. And you've been doing a lot of work this past year since the last retreat, for those of us that have been attending the events here in Toronto. But for a lot of people that are the world over and they haven't been able to come into Toronto, you've been doing a lot of work with brainwaves. You've been buying very expensive machinery, being the scientist mind that you are, to test out all your things. So why don't you share a little bit about, I know for you it's just how you're doing things right now, but for people that haven't seen you since last year because they weren't able to see you working live, why don't you update them on how things have changed and how you are, you know, always looking for the easiest and fastest route to work with the body, with the cells, to bring about healing. And, of course, with a new template coming in, that also means how we can access healing changes as well.
Okay. We find there's a lot of work being done on the brainwave, but we have a way to access them. So come to this retreat and we'll do it all together. It's very simple, and you can see your life change, actually. And furthermore, we can go up to any magical energy consciousness plane that you're looking for. There you can access the template. Now, in the retreat, what we're looking for is the seven plane of consciousness, what we so-call the creator. So you can actually access the plate and come back and change some of your DNA structure. Okay? Now, what more do you want to do? Just let us know. I will change some of my schedule and put them in.
The great thing that I'm sure anybody that's attended a retreat with either Sifu James or Franco is that we deliver everything as current to the moment as we can. So what that means is that although Franco and James got together back in January to put together what they'd be covering in this retreat, they always leave it open that when the weekend comes, when the time comes, that as the energy has shifted and as the people attending have shifted, they will shift themselves to best dance with all those that are present, to best give them exactly what they need there. And that's why, you know, with Franco addressing the soul and Sifu James addressing the physical body, it really is a beautiful dance where we stay fluid to be able to help you in the most. And, of course, Sifu James, as you said, has been working a lot this year with how do you access the subconscious mind? What is it that allows us to change our belief systems? Because, of course, as we go into building a new and accessing and downloading a new world template, then we have to work on releasing belief systems that no longer serve. And I know that Franco will be doing a lot of work at the event to assist to release archaic patterns, archaic belief systems that no longer serve ourselves or humanity. However, you know, we, each one of us is still on a journey. It's still our journey to identify what these patterns are, what these belief systems are, and release them. Because as we release them in ourselves, we're also assisting humanity to release them. So it's sort of like, you know, the old saying, be the change. And as change starts within, and is as each and every one of us works on changing or retuning ourselves, then so too others can. And once again, that's what happens in the retreat. Correct, Franco?
Yeah, that's going to happen. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we lost Franco?
I think he may have muted himself and doesn't know he's on mute.
Yes, you're right. I'm here.
We like to have fun and laugh, if you haven't noticed that.
Yes. So what I was going to say is, between the two of us, we're going to have quite a few different processes. Now, if, some of the processes I'll be covering is the first phase of coming in is bringing ourselves back in the moment. And that we will do a process. We'll also do a meditation to support it and so forth. And I know a lot of times we hear the whole thing, bringing ourselves in the moment, but the real understanding of the moment is to be present. Be present fully, mind, body, and soul, in wherever we are at that time. And really it's about releasing all our attachments and cords and energies and so forth, and also our repetitive thoughts of anything that's already happened to us, you know, including worries and so forth. And bringing ourselves present, because in the present moment, you experience everything around you in a much more expanded way. And in that moment, you are in a more powerful state to create any particular shift. Because in the moment, you are fully present with the energies of everything that you've accumulated up to this point in time. Because a lot of times we have the tendency to just keep flowing back and forth to the past. And when I say the past, it's something that even happened 10 minutes before or an hour before, days, weeks, months, years before, even back to childhood. So that would be one of the processes that we'd be working with, and include the meditation and so forth. But then we're going to go through a process of reclaiming our body and mind. And I will elaborate all of that when we are at the retreat, but it's reclaiming, because a lot of times we don't realize that we've given ourselves away to people. We've given ourselves away to systems. We've given ourselves to patterns. We've given ourselves to fragment ourselves in so many, many ways that we're not living a life that we have catered. We're living a life of what has either been handed down or we've adopted and have given it autopilot to continue with that. So it's reclaiming ourselves from all of those areas and allowing ourselves to be fully back in ourselves. And so that, in essence, we are now the driver and navigator, rather than being, a lot of times we end up being the passenger. A lot of times we feel that we are the driver and that we're navigating our life, but not only our stories, programs, and belief systems do part of that, but what other people may expect from us, or what we've agreed to do or not to do, or we've, you know, given our lives away to our children, to whatever, so we're living their lives. We're living an expectation of our parents' life, or from what our culture has said, or whatever it is, because a lot of times when we're driven by our culture, driven by various other belief systems, as a collective, we're not really living our life. And I've heard it from many people say, well, when do I get a chance to live my life? And because I'm living for my children, or I'm living for my parents, or I'm living for my work, I'm living for my, you know, other people around me that expect things from me and so forth. So the point is, the process is to bring us to reclaim the body and mind so that we are living for ourselves. Now, when I mean that, that doesn't mean just ourselves. We are living at the degree that we choose to live, the way we choose to live, without influence from other aspects of self. Through that, we are living in a way that facilitates everyone else, because in essence, we are all unique, powerful beings here to express and to experience at our own frequency and within our own state of being. That creates an enhancement for the collective. So we're not separate. We're just basically, because a lot of times we feel that if we are doing what other people expect, that we are, you know, of good service. However, when you are being fully yourself, genuine self, and then living accordingly, and then if you feel like sharing or playing with people and so forth, you're doing it from a genuine self rather than an expectation and so forth. So there's a very big difference, and we will be more elaborate with the explanation and also do a process on that and provide some tools around that, how to do the reclaiming. Of course, then there will be another process where we're going to be meeting our higher self and soul and having the opportunity to communicate. Many people say, well, you know, I can't communicate with my higher self. I cannot communicate with my own soul. I feel that I'm disconnected. So we will be doing that part also as part of the retreat, where we will do a complete process with that and how provide some tools on how to do that. And then we will, of course, with James and so forth, we'll have a close view of what this template represents, this new template represents, this new way of life. And there's going to be a sharing of what people will see and expect, or experience, I shouldn't say expect, but experience through this allowing ourselves to experience this new life and how it would feel and so forth, and really get an opportunity to immerse with that. Imagine going into a state where you have that freedom to express yourself in the fullest way, but also to access that new template and how it feels and seems to you, so that you actually create that implant within yourself, so you create the alteration within yourself. And with the process that processes that James will be doing and accessing different levels, all of it will just make it a lot more powerful, and it will be able to create such a transformation that you will not walk away the same, and it will be very difficult for you to go back into your old life in the same way. It doesn't mean you're not going to want to do anything the way you were doing it before. You will just do it very differently, and you will most likely, and I've seen this before, take productive action in making changes in your life. So you will start looking at the things that are valuable and not valuable in your life any longer. So, you know, as we've been experiencing, the time is moving rather quickly, and it seems like we have less and less time. And there's a purpose behind that, not only because everything is expediting in the way of experiencing, but it's also giving us the opportunity to fine-tune and look at what is important and what is not important in our life anymore, and eliminate what does not serve and focus on what serves. And also, even though that we do find what serves, that is always changing too. So in essence, it's always allowing us to create ongoing adjustments accordingly. So this will occur with the retreat, is that you'll go back when you leave, of course, that you will have this sense within yourself. There's been such modification that for you to just slip back into your old life and, you know, go into that old state again is going to be very difficult. And if you do slide into it, you'll find that it's going to be very hard to stay there, because there's going to be that stronger push within yourself to go there. So the whole part of this whole process that's going to take place in the retreat that's coming up, that it will be quite transformative on a personal level but it's going to be transformative to everyone that you will interact with, because your energy will change, your frequency will change, your viewpoint will change, but also the way people will interact with you will change, because you will create, you'll be the change maker, if you want to call it the change agent,
instigator,
whatever you want to call it, just by your presence. You don't even have to be, you know, saying anything or doing anything. It's just that you're present there, and already you'll notice how people will interact and so forth. But this will continue to ripple out and create a change on the whole planet. And this is what will be part of this whole process of that retreat weekend.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, often people think that maybe they're alone, or maybe they're the only one in their family that, you know, is awakening up this way, that the rest of the family is still not where they're at. And sometimes people feel a little bit of fear that they're going to get too far ahead of their family and loved ones. Can you address this? Because for some people, they think, well, I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. How can we just explain, of course, allowing yourself to change into a new world template will absolutely help them all around you. But, Michael, can you explain a little bit more how doing this assists the whole, assists everyone around you?
Okay. Well, I know that when we're going through change and the rest of the family is not following suit, you will find that sometimes there is a bit more polarity between your way of life and their way of life. However, what we need to understand is that we're all on the same journey, okay? Each and every one of us have come together for a very specific reason. We're in the family dynamics, work dynamics, whatever relationship dynamics that we are, for a very purposeful reason. And the thing is that we're all facilitating each other. Now, when one party ends up going into an overdrive mode and starts to create shifts within themselves, or they go through this retreat and other works that they have done with themselves along the way, they start to shift. And when they start to shift, their world starts to change. So, for example, they start operating in a new world template. That representation is brought back into the household or wherever they're going to be at work environment. At first, it may seem that it creates a bit of disruption with people, or may feel that in some way, somehow, it's like, oh, what's going on here? That's the first initial, but then afterwards, it's like, wow, okay, there's something different, and it feels actually good. Now, if there is still some resistance, it's really your opportunity to just stay in that state, regardless of what's happening around you, because what's happening, by doing so, it creates a shift for them. Now, the other thing is, everyone, and I mean everyone, desires to create a shift in their life. But not everyone are ready for a shift in the same dynamic, same capacity as the individuals that are. So, a lot of people are stuck in their old state. For example, someone may want to be making their own decisions of how to live their life. However, they've been so conditioned, so wrapped up in doing what other people expect from them, they find it very difficult to even consider the fact. However, then you come along, whoever that may be, end up family dynamics, for example, and they are expressing their own freedom. They're expressing making their own decision. They're seeing no matter what is being expected of them, they're still making their own decision. At first, they may have some reaction because they're saying, hey, how do you have the right to be able to do what you want to do and I don't? You know, I want you to be in the suffering mode as I am because I can't do what I want. You can't do what you want. However, by you staying very neutral and steadfast with that, what you're doing is actually allowing them to see, wait a minute, maybe I can do this too. Because all the ones that are around you want the same thing in one way or another. They just don't feel that they're capable of it. By you doing what you're doing with your life, you're actually creating the change modality or the change agency, energy, whatever is required to allow them to be able to do it a little easier. So in actual fact, you're doing them a huge favor regardless. And at a soul level, they're rooting for you. They're saying, bravo, thank you for doing that because you're doing it. Now I can use my efforts to push my human experience through the mind, ego, and so forth to do the same thing so that I can actually start to express myself more fully. Because you have to understand, the soul is very free and wants to express and experience life more fully and really wants to be part of this new template. The biggest obstacle, which is part of the learning process anyways, is the mind and body and the energies and so forth that, you know, we keep holding on to. And specifically, if we're still living in the past, we hold the old energies. You know, a lot of people say, well, we want to let go of this third-dimensional consciousness or third-dimensional energies. How do we do that? We need to let go of everything that represents that, everything that was part of that. So, in essence, by doing the work that you're doing and coming back into it, you're allowing others to see that and express that and experience that within around you so that they can actually move through it. So the soul is wanting this movement forward, but it's dealing with the old ego programs and so forth. And by having more examples around them and having that supporting energy, it's like when you get together with like-minded people, it seems like the world changes for you for that period of time when you're around them. Because everything that you were inhibited about, that you were so afraid to discuss within your family dynamics, you find yourself more openly to do it. When you go back to your family dynamics, if you maintain that level of openness without having an expectation that they're going to reflect that the same way you would have experienced it while being in a group of like-minded people, you will notice that you will have less resistance from them, and you may get them to be more questioning you about what's really taking place. And it's like, oh, what happened? I mean, like you look different, you feel different, you seem to be doing things differently. So they'll have a tendency to ask more questions in that regard. So yes, I mean, be free to do what you feel guided to do. And not be concerned about the rest of the family dynamics, because they want change. However, they're not quite sure how to do so because of their deep programming. But as you are there, and as long as, and this is the other thing, is the part of the process is going to how to activate this neutrality within ourselves, because neutrality is very, very powerful. Neutrality allows us to be ourselves no matter what's happening around us. And in that neutrality is that you don't end up reacting. Even if you do encounter some resistance, you understand that they are still dealing with whatever they're dealing with, and you don't even have to say that story to yourself. You're just basically there's a knowing and understanding that you allow them to be on their journey, but you still smile, you're still moving along without, you know, any suppressing of, you know, emotions or anything of that nature. You just have a beautiful, loving understanding. Because once you see people for what they are, a beautiful essence of yourself, a beautiful essence of all isness, or what we can call source, you see that they're all little children experiencing and playing and learning and so forth, and you see the beauty in all of them. No matter how their role may be dense or not, you see the beauty in it. So in essence, it's so much easier to play with them. Even when they're taking a tantrum, even when they're trying to be a bully, you know, you can smile at them and you will feel very loving towards them rather than reactive based on, you know, something that they may have reacted to themselves, towards you or otherwise. So hopefully that makes it a little bit more clear, but the dance is very complementary in going back into your family dynamics or otherwise and playing the game. Now, however, there's going to be situations where certain playmates in the family dynamics or work dynamics or whatever relationship or dance that you have may want to still play in the old 3D very deeply, and that's fine. You let them be. You interact as you want to interact, and you may find at times that they may not want to interact with you that much for a while, only because they're working out their stuff while you still continue doing your stuff and, you know, connect with others that have a similar energy and so forth. But it doesn't mean you cut them off completely. Now, there may be occasions where they no longer want to deal with you, but that's okay. It's interesting enough, at some point they may really want to reconnect again or not, but it doesn't matter. At that point, in neutrality, you're not going to have any issues, because realistically, the highest good for yourself and for everyone involved is for you to continue moving and being the genuine self that you are.
Thank you for that, Franco. And how about, you know, there's the often comment is that we talk about the New World template, and yet in especially the Western part of the world, the new generation, the younger people that are coming through seem very self-centered and attached more than ever to their stuff, right? Everything has become, in the Western world, not everywhere, but more, let's just say kids are demanding, you know, more electronics, more things. And I know that I've definitely seen this trend in my kids' schools. So the question is, coming in, is that if we're creating a new world template, then what's happening that we have in the Western world such a generation that seems more than ever focused on materialistic things?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, what's happening is, that's interesting. That's a really good question, because a lot of the children that are coming in now, they're more advanced in and more prepared for this new template, so-called. However, what's happening is they're coming into the world, and the world doesn't reflect anything of it, of what they realize. So in essence, they start going into this illusionary world, an illusionary world where they feel like they need to distract themselves or to, you know, get caught up in creating something of a rebellious nature, because they don't want any part of the typical world of how it's reflective. And then, of course, they start to, because they are still, you know, emerging through and trying to understand the ego mind and so forth, they get caught up in stuff or what they represent with others and so forth. And many have not totally outgrown, because you have to understand, when they're coming through the family dynamics or the parents per se, they are taking on a lot of the old templates from the parents. Now, it doesn't mean that they, you know, they're taking it on because of the fact that, you know, that was a poor move in any sort, or that the family or the parents are lousy examples, and because this is a handing down and handing down and so forth. But when they take it on, they have a tendency to merge their new sort of template or what they see the world with what they've taken on, and then they don't know really how to handle it yet, because not everything is supportive for them accordingly, and then they get caught up in this tug of war within themselves, where they're basically, if you really look at them, they're confused. They're confused because the world makes no sense. They're trying to escape at the same time in, you know, doing stuff like, you know, video games and so forth, or entertainment and whatever else, trying to express themselves in a certain way. But they're also getting caught in one another and trying to figure out, okay, I don't want to be my parents, but I don't want to be this, I don't want to be that, but I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that. And so there's a lot of that going on. And that's a temporary thing. It's not going to be, you know, carried on for a long period of time. Right now, a lot of things are accentuating on many levels, and specifically with the kids, but also with people that have been on the planet for a while, where unless you're at a certain age where you're in the mature age, you may feel the conflict, but you're kind of resigned as, I don't have too much time left, so I'll just do whatever I can at this point in time. In the middle, that you're really struggling because you're trying to match the worlds of what you've been expected to live and what you've been living, but also what you feel inside doesn't match with you and so forth. As a child or a young person coming in, a young person is, like, I don't want any part of this, and I don't understand how to do this, but this is all I have to do with. And if I can continue to tweet and do this and hook up with other people and so forth and distract myself and do that, maybe I'll figure myself out or sort things out. So it's a mixed bag of things that are taking place all at once at this point in time. And the level of chaos has increased on many levels, but it's also speeded up in a way where it's moving a lot quicker. So in essence, it's not going to be something that's going to endure, because there's going to be, as the energies keep coming on, we have continuous waves coming through, you'll find that there's a settling down and a self-discovery that is coming for the individual souls or the individual young people. And also the people in that have been around for a while or start to find grounding. Because right now, grounding is very difficult for most people, because everything is just fluctuating and there's no solidity in anything at the moment. Because anything that we held on as true before is, deteriorating. Things that we believe to be so, we haven't been able to get a good grasp of the grounding of it, because that's still up, floating around and still, reformulating and reconstructing itself and so forth. And then, of course, our bodies, and which James will cover more about that, are going through complete restructuring and reprogramming within itself, new templates coming in, new energies that it has to deal with. So it's a pretty interesting, sensorially rich, experiential time. Let's put it this way. And it's definitely a ride. I know there's a lot of playgrounds, which we call like Wonderland or Disney World or whatever, and they have all these exotic rides that, some of them are enough to create such levels of G-force that really can create some pretty intense sensorial rides. Well, let's call it this way. We are on a very intense ride now on many levels. And many people are there, starting from the young people to the people that are still, in midstream of their lives. And then, of course, there's a little bit of milder ride for the ones that are, more stabled in a sense, where they're feeling that their time won't be there for too long. But it is a very sensorially rich time. And you'll notice also in the world that there's a lot of polarity and a lot of chaos. But at the same time, it makes you laugh when you look at some of the things that are playing out, because some of them look quite silly, if you want to look at that, or humorous, that's the better word for it. Because, even seeing the elections or wherever else, or future elections and candidates and so forth, and how the game is played and how, all of that, you can see how much it's in your face. You can see how the polarities in the game is really giving us the opportunity to get our last little thrills at this level before we, engage more and more of the next level, which will be more enhanced in one way, but also differently in the sensorial aspect of the polarity density world that we've been experiencing thus far. So hopefully that explains enough with the kids, but the kids are very much in that unsure state right now, because the world doesn't make sense to them, and they can't figure it out yet. There's that pulling inside. There's something else to this, but the world's not reflecting it, and they haven't figured out how to make it reflect and to be their genuine self, because that's the key, is that they look around and they try to discover themselves through others. And everybody's doing the same thing, so everybody's kind of dancing all over the place. I mean, this is beautiful because it gives us a very enriching opportunity to play with the rest of the 3D part of it before we move on, but it can seem a little chaotic. As for parents, you know, you allow them to do whatever they need to do for their own journey, and we're not responsible for them as they're not responsible for us. We can be our genuine self and share with them. However, you have to let them be themselves. And I know a lot of times the parents will look at them and say, well, they're not being genuine. They're just, you know, following the sheep, other sheep or other playmates that are around them as schoolmates and others. But that's what they're using right now as a way to discover themselves. But they, in short time, they'll start realizing, hey, that doesn't match. That doesn't feel right any longer. And then they'll start really looking inside. Because that's the thing, is the distraction is not to look inside. Because a lot of times we go for distractions is because we feel very uncomfortable. We're very uncomfortable inside. We're very uncomfortable because of the fact that what we are experiencing, what we're playing out on the physical plane, does not match with our higher self or spiritual plane, our true essence of who we are. Because that's changing a little bit quicker than our external representation. And this is what part of the retreat is about, is to facilitate in a way where, you know, it brings the body and the mind a little further up to match with the spiritual changes or the true authentic essence of who you are on a expanded level to match more of the physicality. So it's to facilitate that, and that's what James and myself will be doing during the retreat. But at the same time, I mean, the process is ongoing already. This is just to help you navigate through it a lot quicker, to give you more powerful tools, and to be a better facilitator for your family and others around you. But at the same time, no matter, even if you did nothing after you've done the retreat, you are still an instrumental tool that will be transmitting even without doing anything throughout the whole planet, which will enhance the movements forward.
Thank you very much for that. And then one final question for tonight, which is, as we carry this new world template, currently when we look at our world, everything seems to be in confusion, chaos, and still very many beautiful technologies that could be assisting in the health field, that could be assisting in the energy field, that could be assisting with growing and planting food in a more oneness conscious method. All these beautiful technologies are still being suppressed and not allowed to use. So as we activate the new world consciousness template within us, when can we start to see more lessening up in the old 3D system so that we can move into, you know, these beautiful technologies of healing? You know, for example, as Sifu James is teaching, how to just, instead of taking a vitamin pill, just activate the energy within yourself, and many more beautiful modalities of healing out there. When can we start to see it being more available? Because right now it's still being suppressed so greatly.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to take this one, James? Take a run at it, and then I can put in some parts, or how do you want to do this?
So you take it on. I'm just learning from you right now.
Okay.
Well, I think what Sifu James always says is that when it comes to timelines of things, we're not asking for timelines, but that when there's big energy shifts, he's given advance notice, but often he knows the day of or of. And then he just always works to interpret that energy and how it's impacting our bodies. And with Sifu's focus on the physicality and healing in the body, that's more what he does. Mm-hmm. I think the question is more about, we talk a lot about unity consciousness for the retreat, oneness consciousness for the retreat, and we're always continually activating it within us. And when can we start to see more of these beautiful technologies starting to be incorporated, like starting to be looked at and accepted? Because right now we still live in a world where it seems that everyone is hanging on to 3D more so. You know, because more and more people are waking up about, for example, simple things like the choice to not vaccinate, then there's more and more pressure put on to vaccinate. As we wake up and realize how much damage is being done to our food, and more and more people are speaking out about wanting to produce food in a more clean way, then it seems that those that are controlling the 3D system want to make that even less available. So we're living in this time of great extremes. So with activating the New World Template Retreat, with activating the unity consciousness within us, and as more and more of us do so, do you see when, you know, all this beautiful technology starts to come in, when the old 3D control system starts to lose its grasp more and more? We're not talking about wars. We're talking about a graceful letting go so that, you know, our true powers, you know, Sifu James talks a lot in his seminars, and he'll talk about at the retreat, that we shut off our true powers, but we have them in the unconscious and in the unconscious mind. And part of his work right now is in allowing us to reconnect and reactivate our true powers. So are you allowed to talk about, are we moving in that direction? Because it seems like for a while there we got stuck. Things became sticky for a while.
Yes. Yeah, it just was giving more of an opportunity for James to throw his part in. But, yes, there is no actual definitive timeline of when this will just automatically occur. Now, there were preset times. However, there's been so many adjustments and realignments created because of the fact that there are so many people. Believe it or not, I mean, Antonia, this might sound weird to you and maybe some others, okay? It's like this. If you get the opportunity to say, okay, listen, we let go of your world that looks like right now this way, and we're going to move into a world where we have all these technologies. We have all these capabilities to be able to function completely different. That means we're no longer in the struggle mode where, you know, there are systems that will enhance our physicality, our mind, our well-being, where we no longer have to work and slave doing things just for make work projects, that we're no longer controlled by money or the fact that we have it as a tool to enslave or anything of that nature. And, you know, so we have what we have now, and we have this new world. And we offer this from a capacity of be able to anyone to just go into this new world instantaneously. And this has been presented many times, believe it or not. I mean, we may not be totally conscious of it. However, I had this has been something that's been playing with me for a little while. And as much as I understand all of how it works, I had an experience recently in working with some other aspects of myself, beings and so forth. And this was about a couple of months ago, maybe a little less. And I was looking at this path for the timeline of humanity. And here there was this path. And the path itself deviated slightly to the right, had like a slight curve to the right, going to this new world. And on the same path, there was a fairly sharp turn to the left. And that was the 3D world. And here is the mass of humanity going down this path. And the majority were going down to the left into this 3D world. And I was going, what on earth is that for? Why are people choosing that? I started looking closer and closer into it, and believe it or not, many, many, many people, high percentage of it still do not want to let go of the 3D world yet. I don't know how strange that may sound to you, but that is the case. And this is one of the reasons there's been a lot of deviation, a lot of, not deviation, but adjustments in the timelines that have occurred. So even though new waves are coming through, there hasn't been enough to upset so that you either stay or you go. Even though that was the initial plan to expedite, it has been tamed down or it has been extended in so many ways, so that it would give more time for people to finish the 3D world. So the accentuation of polarity, the accentuation of the 3D world where we are, the existing world around us, has only been there to mature, to give us the opportunity of the people that want to play in the 3D world to get their saturation, to really get the game wrapped up. It's like, you know, offering somebody saying, okay, let's go on a vacation. No, I can't. I have to finish all this stuff that I got to do. But the vacation is free. We go over there, you can rest, you can relax, you don't have to worry about anything. No, I got to stay here. And this is kind of how it's been happening. So the intent is still, at this point, even with the extension, is sometime in the early part of 2018 to be able to have a little bit more fluidity in receptiveness. However, we already are moving and have been moving, and even though it seems like at times we've got stuck, and in a way we have and in a way we haven't, the ones that have been the forerunners have continued to move. Of course, they've had to do more work behind the scenes, if you want to call it that, because of the fact that just kind of preparing the way so that when the decision is made on a larger scale, that the transition will be easier. However, you'll notice that advancements have been taking place. There are more and more people speaking out, more and more people making new choices, more and more people are doing that. But then, of course, you have the opposite opposing efforts that are coming along, as you've noticed, like you said about the vaccines, where people are choosing, oh, we don't want to vaccinate, but then, of course, the push for vaccination, the fear around that, and also the threat that if you don't, this can happen and so forth, is coming there. But it's really to empower us to the point where we say, I don't care what the system dictates, I am choosing this, and that's it. Once more people do that, the wave starts, and then there's no systems that will hold up to it. However, we're not there yet, believe it or not. As much as we made a lot of movement forward, there's still many, many, many people that are not ready to let go because they have invested so much time and energy and so forth, and they got caught up in the game. And it's not that there's anything wrong with it, but in essence, they have to finish what they have to finish, and that's still a larger number than the ones that have finished. Now, in saying that, which makes it even more interesting, is a lot of people that even are ready to let it go, may claim they're ready to let it go, are dealing with frustrations because they're still in the old 3D world, are not really all that serious about moving forward because there's still part of them hanging on. Maybe very powerfully in the subconscious level, which James will, confirm that with you later. But at a subconscious level, it's like, no, I don't want to let this go. I want my cake, but I want to keep the old stuff too, kind of make it easier to have my old stuff. And until you get to the point where the old stuff doesn't matter anymore and the new stuff will start to flow in afterwards because you can move that direction very easily. And I'm sure that everybody's had the experience where we've held on to something for so long, you know, maybe stuff, maybe people, whatever it is. And then after we've finally came to the point of going, no more, I'm done with this, that's it. And they're really done with it and they let it go and they don't care what the outcome is because they're not going to put any attention to what the outcome is. You'll notice that the transition happens very quickly, very efficiently, And then they notice that, wow, what a shift in my life. My life got totally changed. And it's usually more in alignment with what they really wanted to achieve in their life experience all the time going along. So you'll see that, in essence, that's where the case is. So as for timelines for these technologies are there. We are the ones that are going to be bringing it in. As the templates continue with the different people doing so, the ease-ofness of coming through and the resistance will go down, and the ease-ofness of coming through will continue. And then the other part of it is to, as the increasing energies coming through, which at first, and I'm saying first being now on, is going to seem more chaotic, will still be very powerfully motivator for those changes to take place. So in essence, what we are experiencing right now, and the intense polarities that we're experiencing right now, is really giving us the opportunity at this point to really get to a point of completion with whatever we need to hold on to. And the thing is, there's another part to it, and I know this may not be so comfortable either here, but a lot of us that you know are done with it are also remaining somewhat in the 3D world to accommodate others, because we have a tendency to want to not lose people or whatever it is, or not to feel too different. And that's kind of our old stuff coming up, in the sense where, you know, I can't stand out or something of that nature. It's not about standing out. It's about being the genuine self. So the more we do that, the easier that it will move through. On a collective scale, as for, and I've said this before, the ones that are really playing the control structures and the 3Ds, they want to get that. They want to move away from that too themselves. And you know, as much as they volunteered to play it in a very powerful, dense state, they would love to see humanity on a collective scale to be done with this and relieve them from their responsibility, or relieve them from their roles, as the roles that we've been playing. And you know, and this is it. We're playing roles, and it's up to us to shift our roles. Our role is to bring our genuine role in, and our genuine role is really to be truly our essence of who we are, and start to navigate in that respect. So going back to the whole thing about timelines, it is the faster that we get through with all the things that we need to do, the quicker things will come in. However, the technologies, if we search, and there are around, and there are more and more establishments coming along that are standing out. You've probably noticed there's a lot more doctors and researchers and so forth that are, you know, stepping forward and choosing to go what we call the alternative, which is actually in reverse, because what we call the medicine world now is actually alternative. Our natural healing practices and so forth are really the natural, the conventional, that's not even the right word for it, but the one
that's
allopathic.
Allopathic,
that's right. So that's
holistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the holistic. That's been around for thousands of years. The medical system that I have now are barely 100 or so years old, and that was never really designed to look after the body. It was more designed to enhance disharmony and disease than anything else. I mean, it does take care of symptoms sometimes, and it does chop off certain parts that, you know, have become troublesome. When, I mean, holistically, you can really take care of it. But there's more to it in the respect of where the person that's actually receiving the holistic state of being is. Because a lot of times, you know, we go through that practice and we find we get very poor results. And it's not because holistics doesn't work. It's because we're still holding on to whatever is the actual activator of that purpose of that particular symptom or experience or whatever we want to call ailment or disease or whatever it may be in place. So, yes. So the quicker we, on a collective scale, move, the quicker more of our holistic, allopathic way of life will come through, and including, you know, having clean food, clean air, and creating an environment where we no longer are utilizing these old technologies that are contaminating everything around us, so that making life a little bit more challenging. Because if you look at it, it's still survival, and it's just survival increasing in intensity and changing in form at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for having the preview call. And I would like to remind everybody how they can get more information and register. And you simply, if you're listening via the webcast, on the left-hand side, there's a click button to get more information. Or if you're listening via the telephone, then you simply go to www.thehive, H-I-V-E, center, spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, .ca. That's thehivecenter.ca. And if you check and if you click on the tab for events and scroll down, you'll see creating a new world template. With if you just click on that, you'll have all the details. And once again, it is Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, Sunday the 26th. You can attend live, and there's multiple options for either attending just day by day, attending the whole weekend, and staying at the Hive, or taking care of your own accommodations, or bringing a tent for accommodations. And also, of course, if you cannot fly in or drive in, then we've been able to, with working with the Hive, put together a live stream. It's only $89. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And you will also be able to receive the replays for that. So I highly recommend that you do that, so that, that wherever you are in the world, you can take, we can take part. Yes, so please do that. Once again, we look forward to connecting with you with that. We have not been able to do many live streams this year just because of a lot of circumstances that were not in place for that. But we highly recommend for you to attend. You'll be able to connect with both Sifu James and Franco. As I said, it's a beautiful dance that they do together with dealing with the physicality and with the soul and spirituality. So please do come and attend. This, as we said, we're working on the template. This is kind of how you grow the seeds within you and then able to pass it on. So with that, is there anything further that either Sifu James or Franco you'd like to say?
Well, I'll let James go, or else I have a couple of things I'd like to share. But go ahead, James, if you have anything to say.
Oh, not much. I'll let you talk.
Okay. Well, I must say, James will be doing more talking at the retreat than he's done during this call. Because he's a very practical man, and he does a lot of processes and so forth. So you'll get a lot of very valuable and powerful tools, information, and so forth, and definitely access some pretty powerful things that will facilitate. As for myself, I just wanted to say the retreat is nestled in 18 acres of nature. It is a beautiful energy on the property. There's a beautiful energy by the facilitators and the hosts there. The event will start on the Friday, which in the evening, so we'll have a dinner. A potluck dinner on the Friday, and of course then we'll have some processes, and before everybody retires for the evening, there will be a powerful meditation that will take place. And then on the Saturday, we'll start from the morning, and we'll go between myself and James, we'll be doing different processes and different meditations and different steps. We'll give you time for you to engage, and then of course we'll have a bonfire in the back in nature also to connect with one another. The food that will be served there will be all organic, freshly grown, with lots of love and care. The place is very relaxing and peaceful, and you have the option to bring your own tent and to stay in on the grounds, or you can sleep in one of the dorms, or you can have a shared room. But there's also facilities for to have some bed and breakfasts that are located, which will be organized by them at the same time, that are local too. You'll be provided breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the Saturday. The Friday night would just be the dinner, and then on Sunday it will be breakfast and lunch, and then of course we'll be wrapping up earlier in the day. For the people that are going to be on live stream, they will be able to attend with us every facet of it during the event live. Should they not be able to participate in all of it, the replay will be there too. You will be also sent any handouts or any information requiring as part of the event or the retreat. You will be sent via email. If you have any questions, you will be able to send in the questions. So whenever we are answering the questions with the group that are present in person, we will also be taking the questions from people that are on live stream. So in essence, we'll make it as much as possible to be able to be part of it, even though that you're not there in person. We, of course, myself and James, specifically James, at this point in time, we'll bring you in energetically and so forth, and we'll connect you so that you are not left out. So if you can be there at the same time live, when it's being live streamed, when James collects all the energy or collects everyone in and bring it all together, you'll be brought in, even though you're maybe tens of thousands of kilometers away, you know, wherever you are, or just down the street, who knows. But in essence, so that is the event itself. We've made it as cost-effective as possible at this point in time. We would have liked it to make it even more cost-effective. However, unfortunately, there's costs and so forth that we have to hold something of this nature. But in comparison to what others charge for similar events, with probably not as much oomph and as much practicality and tools and energy work, charge far much more. And we're not just creating comparison. I'm just saying we've done our best to make sure that it's as feasible as possible for as many people as possible. And then, of course, the same thing with the live stream. We made it very cost effective, and you get a lot of value for it. And of course, the replays will be there. We will try to keep the replays up at least for 3 weeks, if not more. And as far as I understand, you are able to download it onto your computer if you want to replay it even 6 months later. So you'll have it there, and of course you'll get the resources and so forth. So I invite everybody who would like to attend in person to join us there in person, and for the others to join us live stream. And let's make this a very powerful, another level of powerfulness in regards to a retreat that is not just for the participant, it is for the whole planet. Because whatever we accomplish there, we are creating a huge shift on the planet. And believe it or not, you will all be instrumental in doing so. So each one of you will be a conduit, because each one of you'll be facilitating in ways that you're not aware of at this point in time, but you will be aware as you're participating at the retreat. So I invite you all to join us, and we look forward to be part of it, either in person or through live stream.
Absolutely. So with that, once again, you can go to thehivecenter.ca, and there you will get all the information about that. Also, when the replay goes out, the reminder email, there'll be the replay for tonight's preview. They'll have links there, or however you came into this call, which is either through Masterpiece Life List, James Foo's list, Franco's list, or through any of the web Facebook postings, all the information is there, readily available for you to be able to attend and join us. So with that, I want to say once again, thank you, Sifu James. Thank you, Franco. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for putting this event together and assisting humanity through this time of absolutely incredible change. So with that, namaste. I send you all great love. And those of you that are listening live right now or that will be listening on the replay, we send you love. And we so look forward to connecting again soon. Once again, thank you, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.